So we are, but 2.5 months removed from the school board races in Johnson County that we spent a lot of time on, a lot of focus on. Overall, those races went pretty well for those of us who are looking to, make sure that parents' rights and parents' voices aren't stomped on by school districts, and that, kids are allowed to have choices on things like masks and, common sense things like that. Someone who came up just a hair short, though, is Jennifer Gilmore. She lost her Olathe school board race, unfortunately. She was on this show quite a bit leading up to the election. It's good to have her back on KCMO Talk Radio. And she's back because she has filed a federal lawsuit against the Olathe school board president and the district's director of safety services. Jennifer, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'd be happy to talk about kind of where we're at with the lawsuit and protecting, parents' voices.
Yeah, so first off, take us through what led to this lawsuit happening exactly in Olathe.
Well, for the last, basically since August of 2020, we've been showing up to the board meetings just trying to advocate for our students and in-person learning and, just trying to stress the district how important it is for schools to be open and our kids to be in a classroom. So it's not new that I had been speaking at these meetings, but over the course of the last 18 months, we've seen where they've really tightened that grip on your ways that you can advocate. They lock the board meeting doors. If you're not there at 6 o'clock, you can't come in. They assign seat you. They have limited the speech at, it should be 5 minutes, but then they cut it down to only a 30-minute period. So depending on how many speakers show up, that for instance, this last meeting, we each got 2.5 minutes. I had just opened up my speech saying, I didn't buy my board seat, kind of like I didn't watch the Chiefs game on Sunday. I know that makes me a horrible person in Kansas City, but I took my kids to the movies. We went and saw Encanto. So me saying that isn't to offend someone else that did that. It's saying I did not do that. It's kind of like, with what I was implying there was, at what point in time do we talk about campaign finances? And, if we have Bloombergs of the world that can just come in and buy these seats, my opponent spent $60,000 on her local school board race for an unpaid position. I didn't do that, so I'm not in that chair. But I'm still here. I'm still here advocating for these kids. I'm a patron. I'm an alum, and I'm a parent. And I want to be involved in these conversations. So I didn't go away because I lost. I'm still here. And they didn't want to hear that. And we went ahead and filed the lawsuit because we feel like the courts need to intervene and tell parents, here are your rights. Here is where your freedom of speech begins and ends at a school board meeting. So we want to just keep advocating, for parents to step up and show up and have confidence that you can go and have grievances against the district. And it's an open meeting. You can be there and they can't kick you out.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Gilmore is joining us. She lost one of the Olathe school board seats. And you noted there how close it was. 32 votes, I think, and then ultimately after mail-ins ended up being to 65 votes to Julie Steele. But I think your point there, Jennifer, about making sure that people stay active, and I've said this for a couple of months, but there was so much hype and enthusiasm leading up to those school board races, and overall they went well. Unfortunately, your race didn't go as well as we wanted it to. But you're staying active. How important has that been the last couple of months? As by the way, I look at you right now on Fox 4 here in the studio, so other people are covering this story. But how has it been, and why have you made sure that we want to stay active and stay engaged here, even though, the election didn't go like you wanted it to go?
Well, we kind of made our own bed here. We were not engaged. We only have 25 voter percent turnout, and that's up from 14%. Then that means that, there's 75% of the public that's not engaged. And we just can't have that again. Six of the seven of these board members all won their seats unopposed. They didn't even have anyone to, fight for that seat. And then what we've kind of learned is, we don't have a seat at the table because we weren't showing up. So I think what we've kind of learned is, we need to earn the trust back of each other. The district has to know, we're going to be here. We're going to continue to be here. And we want to have this conversation. because it does feel like it's becoming control with our kids, and we just want to be part of it. So
what
it
about,
is important for people to...
This Olathe School Board President, Joe Beveridge, I know there are some people on the school board that you're grateful and we're all grateful are now on that Olathe School Board, but what about just in general when you look at President Joe Beveridge, who, you know, based on just my understanding and reading the tea leaves here, you're not necessarily a big fan of in terms of how he runs his operation there, runs his meetings. What should people know about him and just kind of where this board is at even after these recent elections?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, you know, I don't think that the board over the last 2 years has really tried to gain back the trust of the community. It's felt very much like it's just a power trip. It's a one-way communication. They tell us what we're doing, and we're supposed to just sit down and shut up. And, you know, through the course of several meetings, there's been, you know, he's made condescending comments. He's yelled at other board members. He's yelled at the public. So I feel like he's kind of just unraveled, maybe with the stress of COVID. I'm not sure what it is, but it's definitely he's lost sight of why he's there. And now his sister-in-law is on the board. And I would actually like to go back to the board to speak about that very thing. Should we have a policy that does not allow family members to serve at the same time? I mean, you only have 7 seats. So now we have a 2-5 vote on anything because they're not going to vote against each other. Are they going to have open dialogue where they're, you know, not combative, but where they disagree? So it's just representing, you know, Olathe is the second largest school district in the state. So we don't have enough people here that we can have 7 independent individuals that are willing to work with our community to come together. So that's what we would like to see him do, is take more of an active role of, you know, gaining feedback from the community. I was told in June we were going to have a parent advisory committee, and that's nowhere to be found. We still really aren't welcome back in the schools. As we've seen last week, they're canceling school again. So it's just really, where is the priority of the district in really getting that community feedback? But at the same time, they're trying to pass a $300 million bond. So you want our money, but you don't want our voice.
That's a very good point. Jennifer Gilmore is joining us, former Olathe School Board candidate who has filed a federal lawsuit after a school board meeting this week. And I'm glad you brought that up just to kind of connect those dots for people. Julie Steele, who beat you in the election in November, is the sister-in-law of the school board chairman, Joe Beveridge. Do I have that right? Or school board president,
yeah,
Joe Beveridge?
Uh-huh. Yep, his wife, their sisters.
Wow. And that is, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you might expect that in Ashland, Kansas. Not there's enough people in Olathe, Jennifer, we can find a couple of folks who aren't related to sit on the school board.
Yeah, you know, people have kind of said, well, what is your problem with that? But the issue is, you know, where's the transparency? Show me then that everything is out in the open and there's not closed door meetings, and then I'll believe that two people can serve in that role at the same mm-hmm. time. And, you know, I really do think that at some point in time, we really need to talk about campaign finances, because what a lot of people don't know, which is why I implied, like, if you're buying the seat, and most candidates that did that across the country, if you funneled tons of money into your school board seat, you won. Mm-hmm. Because there's just, I mean, I raised $25,000. She had raised $25,000, but she also put $37,000 of her own money to raise 60. So that's kind of an uneven playing field for an unpaid position, a volunteer position. But, you know, school board races, it's unlimited, where I think city council and up all the way to the state, it's $500 per person of what you can donate. So really, if you can just go put $50,000 into a school board race, you can just have that seat almost, because your opponent, it's hard to raise that amount of money in that short of time. You know, mm-hmm. we've got just local parents, and that's what we don't want. We want Joe the electrician to step up and be part of that conversation. We want Dr. Sue to step up and be part of that conversation. And everyone has an equal voice. And if you want to participate and help lead this district, every occupation counts. Every person counts in our community. So I do think that, you know, it's interesting the state doesn't have some statutes there with campaign finances and for the schools.
Yeah, that is, it's not like one of those big sexy issues that, you know, will get a lot of attention in Topeka, but it's certainly one that's worth looking into, because you're right. Having more just regular folks running for these school boards is going to be difficult in a place like Kansas without exactly what you're talking about. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. We'll be in touch, I'm sure, as this process, this lawsuit rolls along, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Jennifer Gilmore on KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.